Explaining the classifications of ultimate truth. If classified, ultimate truth is of 16 types. If condensed, these will definitely be one of the two selflessness analysis. A term of ultimate truth that is in harmony with the functional thing is accepted by the great propounders of the Sutta Tantrika. To this, although the Tibetan designated terms of the same class and not of the same class, but the meaning of the first thought, it seems, is of the non-conceptual wisdom consciousness at its objects and the conceptual wisdom consciousness at its object. The first two are actual ultimate, and the last two are that which is harmonious to the ultimate. Page 43. Refuting the debate. The pristine consciousness of Buddha, realizing suchness, is categorized into two levels, appearance and realization. To the level of realization, the dualistic appearance ceases. Some accept that the nirvana is not an object of knowledge, and that in the level of Buddha, there is no mental continuum. This is lack of knowledge, because it would imply that efforts made to attain these are vain. The mental continuum also refers to conceptual thought. Appearance of objects as having true existence appears to Buddha, but not from his own perspective of appearance, but what appears to others appears to the Buddha. These all due to the possession of omniscient mind. The pristine consciousness of the Buddha, realizing suchness, and conventional phenomena, although are of same entity. The first is posited as one knowing suchness, and the second is posited as conventional, and this is based on the way they found object. Hence, although the two objects of the two omniscient minds do not contradict, the subjective minds are accepted as only contradictory. Explaining the classifications of ultimate truth. If classified, ultimate truth is of 16 types. If classified, ultimate truth is of 16 types. If condensed, these will definitely be one of the two selflessnesses. A term of ultimate truth that is in harmony with a functional thing is accepted by the great propounders of the Svatantrika. To this, although they depend designated terms of the same class and not of the same class, but the meaning of the first thought, it seems, is of the non-conceptual wisdom consciousness at its objects, and the conceptual wisdom consciousness with its object. The two elaborations, that of true existence and dual appearance, are not there in the face of the first, but in the second case there is dualistic appearance. Similarly, also with the two suchnesses of the object, in the level of the first subjective mind, it is free from the two elaborations. The second is posited merely due to the absence of true existence. Classification of special insight. When distinguishing and thoroughly distinguishing are classified into two each, analysis and investigation, there are four entities. Also, three categories of special insight are accepted: individual investigation, thorough search, and what arose from sign. The six ways of searching are thoroughly searching the meaning, things, characteristics, class, time, and logic. In short, through using these six ways of search, one achieves the special insight of the four entities. Bodhisattva Bhumi says that the four mental engagements, engagement with concentration, etc., are there also in the special insight. Method of meditating or the special insight. This has three divisions. First, explaining the meaning of the teaching that special insight should be meditated by relying on the calm abiding. Calm abiding and special insight are not distinguished through object, as both has two E's, focusing on each of the two truths. On what part Mahayana or Hinayana the system is based? Unlike the other scriptures, in the completion stage of Highest Yoga Tantra, special insight is an analytical meditation. However, it is accepted to be focusing more pointedly on the view, showing the actual process of meditation on special insight through relying on calm abiding. In the process of sustaining the two, analytical and concentrating meditation, as a means to achieve equally the calm abiding and special mind, one should do the analytical meditation mounting on the holds of calm abiding, alternating in between the practice of concentrating meditation. Some say that however much you habituate in the thought, from that the non-conceptual thought will not arise. This would imply the impossibility of the arisal of the subsequent fruits from the preceding courses, and hence the impossibility of the arisal of the uncontaminated from the contaminated, the supramundane from the mundane, and the superior being from the ordinary, because the similarity of the type of the course and the fruit is the same. Some say, since suchness transcends mind, no mind can understand it. Terms like inconceivable, transcending the mind are used, not to refute the thinking that it is realized by mere hearing and thinking, but to refute grasping of the profound meaning as a true existence, or else it will be harmed by many logics and scriptures. Measure of having achieved special insight through meditation. Dispelling mental thinking and excitement instigate mindfulness. On the six preliminary practices during actual post-meditation session, while in the state of stability holding the essence, when analysis is done by the discriminative wisdom and then complete aforementioned appliance is induced, special insight is achieved and also the union is achieved. The intelligent ones that are trained in this common path and that can uplift the great load of intelligence entering the festive jewel of the profound diamond vehicle should definitely drink the water of four ripening initiations and enjoy peacefully the two liberating stages of the path. May the virtuous rays of sun of this effort thoroughly dispel the mental darkness of sentient beings, and may they reach without fail the supreme resultant state of the complete and noble path, placing the conqueror. This text, the definite entrance to practices as taught in the stages of the path to enlightenment, called quintessence of all excellent teachings, is composed by the great meditator called Lord of Speech and Benefiting Others in the Zedong Karpo Nishar. May, but is also the teaching of the conqueror, flourish and abide long. Out of the collected works of the abbot, great abbot Ngawang Thakpa, the Thabo monastery monk, and Lobo Hundu Gyalso, out of genuine sincerity, asked the great benefactor of the teaching, Thagyari, to publish these three stages of paying homage to the close lineage of blessing, the definitive entrance to practice as taught in the stages of part of enlightenment, called quintessence of all excellent teachings, and response to the questions entitled pure spirit of altruism, called garland of attainment. This quintessence of all excellent teaching that clarifies, as it is the essence of the sutra and tantra path taught by the conqueror, is well published, with the material assistance of Venerable Lobsang Drolma, or with genuine faith, belief, and altruism similar to the Kyukyu Dogmo, by the power of connection of this virtuous sect, may the life of the teaching of the Buddha and the holder of the teaching increase, and may all mother sentient beings quickly achieve the fruit of the immediate and ultimate hope. Particularly, may the benefactor and her dependents in all lives attain the life of freedom and endowments, and meet virtuous friend, and by making one pointed effort, may they quickly attain the omniscient state, possessing 10 powers. This publication prayer is composed by Rating Ashi Tunomon Han, when Dabong Awang Thapa's composition, Diversified Lamrim, by verbal composition, generation, and completion of the Vajra Bhairava and advices of the 3 precepts, were first published. So, with this, we have finished the giving, the oral transmission of Thapong Awang Thapa's Lamrim column text, the quintessential of the eloquent speech. So, when engaged in any kind of practice, it is encouraged that you should have the non-separation or non-duality of the path, the wisdom, and the method. So whereas in Tantra, the union of path, the wisdom and method is something very unique in Tantra, because there they employ some kind of technique by which the same mental state can be employed as both the path, both the method and wisdom. So this non-duality of method and wisdom is encouraged in all the 4 systems of Tantra. So through the familiarization of habituation and also anticipation, the practitioner then have the vision or the appearance of the deity, and then having the ascertainment or discernment of that deity as not truly existent or absence of intrinsicality. So this wisdom, having the appearance of the deity and yet discerning the selflessness of this deity, is then classified or addressed as the path which is having the unity of the method and the wisdom. So any practitioner of Tantra, so he or she must have to have the experience of emptiness according to either Chittamatra or of Madhyamaka or the Midway School. So without your insight into emptiness, according to either of these 2 schools of thought, it is impossible that you can have a well-defined arisal of yourself in the aspect of deity. So here, the practitioner has to be very clear that whatever appears to his or her consciousness, it does not exist as intrinsically, truly, whether it be Buddha, whether it be the deity, yourself, or whatever. So it doesn't mean, or it doesn't deny the existence of all these things. So if you can really reflect, have the appearance of the perception of the things and events as they are, and on top of that, if you have an insight into how all these things that appear to your consciousness lack intrinsicality or true existence, so that kind of familiarization then will lead you to advance yourself to the state of the non-duality of method and wisdom. So this the initiation that we are going to do today basically belongs to the category of the action tantra out of the 4 tantric systems. And then also, to be more precise, it belongs to the category of the lotus nature. And then, still more precisely, it belongs to the Avalokiteshvara category. So I received this initiation through Dadang Rinpoche and also from Ling Rinpoche. And I've undergone a couple of times the retreat of Avalokiteshvara. So first, the preliminaries.